the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're here every night, Monday through Friday, until 1 a.m. on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and, of course, coming up tonight. Tomorrow night at 7, we are live on our video cast and live locally on KFI Radio in Los Angeles, but we are always with our Phil TV in HD as we are tonight. And you have 55 minutes, by my reckoning, 55 minutes, and let me just double-check that. I'm getting messages here. 55 minutes before Pacific Daylight Time, before midnight Pacific Daylight Time, and that is the end of our $19.99 price, and that means that before that 55 minutes is up, if you get a backstage pass, you're a member of our first generation of BSP holders, and that price is yours for good, because at midnight the price goes up. So I would suggest between now and midnight you head on over to our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And take a little perusal and get yourself a BSP. Now, at midnight tonight, the price does go up. But we're also going to be featuring at midnight tonight for 3 days what we call our three-day free Phil weekend. That's right. Beginning at midnight Pacific Daylight Time all the way till 1 a.m. Tuesday morning Pacific Daylight Time, we're going to have three free days. You can stream everything on the website. Our video archives, you can stream the video cast live, you can take a look at everything that we have, including the daily podcast, I don't know about the podcast, but because it is a limited free option, but you'll be able to stream everything there on the site beginning at midnight. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. I have Pastor William Rennick on the line tonight with us as we talk about, he's in Dallas and he's at the Grace of God Conclave, which is a congregation not unlike the Pentecostals, talking about something called tithings, which is to give money to your individual congregation, give money to your individual pastor, kneel and pray for forgiveness of a sin. And that money, by the way, will go to the illegal immigrant community to support them. And people are saying, and I think rightfully so, you're paying for forgiveness. You don't have the right, Pastor Rennick, to disseminate or forgiveness. Only God does. And the whole thing, as that one lady said, sounds like a Ponzi scheme. Now, I know you said that it wasn't, and you argued her off of that point. You're going to have to reiterate your case here, because there's just I don't hear a lot of people buying it, you know?
Well, Phil, you know, I want to tell you something. I heard when you say to me that there's not a lot of people buying it, it's almost as if I'm trying to sell a bill of goods. I am not trying to sell a bill of goods at all. What I come on your program tonight to talk about, and what I've said from the very beginning, I'm not trying to gussy it up. I'm not clothing it in anything other than what it is. I'm not trying to say anything other than what I'm trying to say, which is the following thing. I will pray with you, and I will forgive you your sin. God also has to weigh in, and he need to forgive you. But I'm very confident that he will. If you can see your way clear to a tithing, can you see the tithing? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but seeing the tithing means giving money.
I didn't say that. You're saying that.
But that's what it means.
That's what it means, yes. The money that goes to the immigrant community, the money that goes to the illegal immigrant community, people that are treated less than the Christians were treated by the Romans. And I said that to that lady. And I know it. That when I said that to that one lady, I could tell that there was some guilt, because when I said you want to treat the illegal immigrant worse than Caesar treated the Christian, she's all laughing and ha ha ha. She don't want to talk about it. And
well, you were laughing at me at the beginning of the hour as I was pitching my website.
You sounded to me, it sounded like Jerry Lewis. And then the lady said something that I cannot forgive. She talked about Cisco the Clown.
And she was talking about Bozo the Clown. She said so.
No, in Mexico, if you ever been to Mexico, I've been to Mexico. In every part of the day, I've been in Mexico in the morning time. They have a man there named Cisco the Clown. He ain't funny. He never been funny. And we have a saying in our church, say, you know, Bozo the Clown, but Cisco no clown. But she brought that up for a reason. She brought that up to humiliate the illegal immigrant by bringing up Cisco no clown.
And, well, all right, you know what? I can't discuss the, I don't know anything about that, okay? All I know is what it is that I'm hearing here and what people are hearing. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, hold on for a minute. You don't know what people are hearing.
I know what people are telling me. 877-876-PHIL is our number, and we're talking here to Pastor William Renick about this idea of tithing, which is to give money for forgiveness, the money going to the illegal immigrant community. Here is Kim. Kim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Statements that I wanted to make in reference.
Yes, ma'am.
I think it sounds like to me he's taking the role of being a mediator, and he's not a mediator. The Bible tells you to pray to and you ask forgiveness of your sins to Jesus Christ.
Right.
He's not Jesus Christ.
I know I'm not.
That's correct. You're not Jesus Christ, so you can't, you know, take on that position. And everyone out here has the same, has the same opportunity to pray to God and to have their own relationship with God. You stated that you were closer to God and you definitely could represent individuals and ask for forgiveness. Well, that's an assumption. You can't base your relationship with God with anyone else just because you have a theological degree. That type of attitude comes actually from who? You look in the Bible, the scribes and the Pharisees. That's exactly, to me, that's what this sounds like.
When Jesus was praying in Gethsemane, who did he leave at the gate to tell him, you know, to protect him? Peter.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I'm doing. I'm at the gate.
You're at the gate.
And
it sounds like you're focusing, and I'm sure you're not, just on one race because I keep hearing Mexico. I mean, that sounds like a point.
I'm talking about illegal immigrants. Yeah, ma'am. That's right.
Now, the next point, if we're looking at illegal immigrants, and you quoted, I'm glad you did, you said Caesar, things to Caesar. If you were going to pay Caesar things to Caesar, God said to obey the law. The law does say it's prohibited. They are illegal. So if we're going to pay Caesar things to Caesar and God things to God.
Well, ma'am, I'm not trying to give them no green card. I'm not trying to. All I'm doing is I'm feeding them. I'm clothing them. These are people are hungry and wet and dirty and tired. I don't think it's against the law. I cannot be arrested for giving a man a drink of water.
No, that's correct.
That's right.
I can't be arrested
for giving a man a diaper. If he needs a diaper, not him, but his baby needs a diaper.
Right.
See?
A Christian or anybody, individually, should want to give from their heart and give.
That's right.
To a person who's saying representing God, I would like to say I thought your attitude with the caller from Alabama, I mean, she might, you displayed an arrogant disposition or whatever, but if you were a person giving help, you would have said, well, let me make sure I pray and give comfort because you don't have a job. She's right. We are in a bad economy. There's a lot of people.
I had a sense that she needed to be reminded of the fact that they said you just sent her down the road because she's mouthing off, you know. And
no, but she never said she got sent down the road because she was mouthing off.
Well, no, but I mean, let me tell you what compassion is. Compassion is it's giving people what they need. Sometimes compassion means they need a prayer. Sometimes they need a swift kick in the ass, you know what I'm saying?
That's the language I'm talking about, Pastor, that you use. And
what language? You know what? I give it to them rough and I give it to them hard because I want it to stick.
Really?
You know, Pastor said
What did the Bible say in Proverbs? That you shouldn't, and actually, well, you shouldn't let a bad word
persist. You know, I got to get going. This lady, you've had this lady on the phone. This lady has been on the air a long time, Phil.
I'll do the show. I know what I'm doing.
What'd you say? Blah, blah, blah. I said blah, blah.
Blah,
blah. You know, you just... I'm done.
You know, this is exactly what the lady's talking about, though. You don't exhibit a very charitable nature. Why didn't you say to the guy with the lady that lost her job, why didn't you say, I'll pray for you?
How do you know I'm not praying for it? Do you want me to come out and say, I'll pray for you so everybody's going to kiss behind in and say, oh, look at how wonderful Pastor Renick is? Maybe in my heart I'm praying for her. Maybe in my soul I'm praying for her.
Well,
or maybe in my heart
so
and in my
all
soul.
Can be comforted
even though she watches Cisco the Clown, which was an offense to every Mexican out there.
All right. Anyway, thank you very much for your call, Kim. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Here is David. David, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Reinick. Go ahead, please. Oh, you know what, David? If you wouldn't mind, hang on. We will get to you in just a moment. We're going to take a break. And
I got a couple of things.
And we're going to take a break. 877-876-PHIL. And there are 45 minutes left until the midnight hour. 45 minutes left to become a first-generation Backstage Pass member. And then the midnight hour arrives. And it's a whole new day, but we're going to have our three-day free Phil weekend, too, coming up at philhendryshow.com.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and welcome back here. Radio for Patriots by Patriots, news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And about 41 minutes left here to get a backstage pass at our $19.99 subscription price. With me is Pastor William Reinick. We were going to go to a caller here, David, and we'll get him back on the line. Hi, David. Thanks for hanging on. You're with Phil Hendry and Pastor William Reinick. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Frankly, I would like to say that all you're doing is manipulating the Word of God to benefit yourself and your cause. And your cause is for illegal immigrants, which is breaking the law. Therefore, you are, how should I say this, you're helping out a group that is going against God.
And wait. If I give a man a drink of water that's dying of thirst and need of clothing, and you say these Mexicans are going against God, I dare say, sir, you should ask them. They're some very religious people. They go to church.
They're violating the law. So they're violating the law. What about that?
Who is?
The people coming over the border are violating the law.
Am I to judge them? Am I to judge them? And you telling me now that you tell me that I can't pray with somebody, but now I'm supposed to judge a man to the point where I don't give him any food, I don't give him no water, I don't give him nothing to wear. That's what you asking me to do now.
You just said
first. You tell me.
You just said earlier when you were talking to.
Well, we lost the caller. Do you want to answer it?
Answer what?
Answer the man what he said.
I will reiterate what I said. What I said is the following thing. I said that people are telling me I can't judge a man. And yet, they asked me to judge a Mexican to come over the border from Mexico who may need a drink of water. He might need a pair of pants to wear. He might need something to eat.
Well,
hold on, I'm not done yet. Hold on. You know, Phil, I notice you interrupt.
It's my show.
I know it's your show. I know it's your show. I'm helping you out right now. I'm giving you a hand right now. I'm going to tell people, where it's at. And they're gonna listen to me, and they're going to stay listening to your radio show because of that. Now, what do you think about that?
And if you keep talking about Cisco the Clown as opposed to Bozo the Clown and a lot of other stuff...
That happens to be solid gold information that I got firsthand. Now, let me just say something. What's that mean? What's that?
Don't give me this solid gold information firsthand. And
I want to say to you this. If I help out an illegal immigrant, I'm doing God's work. I can't believe a Christian man just called up and said, when you help out an illegal immigrant, I may be breaking the law, I don't know, but he said that I'm breaking God's law. Then he said to me that illegal immigrant is breaking God's law. I'm not going to stand in judgment of that man. And I'm sure not going to stand in judgment of that man and not give him something to eat. I'm not going to stand in judgment of that man and not give him something to drink. And I'm sure not going to stand in judgment of that man if he needed to not give him a diaper.
What do you mean a diaper?
And I hope, what are you talking about?
What do you mean a diaper?
What are you talking? I'm in the middle of preaching. What are you saying?
You said you're not going to stand in judgment of the guy and...
What if his kid need a diaper is what I'm saying. God almighty. Why don't you just keep a lid on it, man? Stick a sock in it for 5 seconds. 5 seconds! That man might need something to drink. That man might need something to eat. And maybe that man been eating out of a diaper. Have you ever thought about that, Phil? I know it sounds disgusting.
Oh, come on, will you?
No, I know it's disgusting. But you don't understand what some people got to go through. I'm going to give that man a diaper for his child, but you better believe something. As God is my witness, and as all the angels are lined up to witness what I'm saying, you better believe I'm not going to give him a loaded diaper. No way! So if I give that man a helping hand, I give a man a helping hand as he trudges across the sand. Because that's God's plan, to give a man a helping hand. I don't expect you to slam. The plan and the demand. And
will you stop this, okay? I understand what you're saying. You're talking about helping a guy out if he's in need. But that man is breaking the law by being in this country. And that, according to the people that have called, and I agree with them, if you are a Christian, you don't break the law because you render to Caesar. Okay?
Well, okay. I don't know, man. I don't read the Bible that much. All I'm trying to tell
you... Oh, you don't read the Bible that much.
No, I don't. No, I don't. You want to know why? Because I go on my gut instinct. Every morning I wake up, I say, God, what do you think? And I hear him. He goes, well, I'm not going to tell you what he says to me, because it's none of your business. None of your beeswax would God say to me. But I'll say to him, God, today I'm going to this and that and something else. He'll say, I'll see, you got it, man. And I'm out the door. Now people say, what did God say to you? And I'll say to them, that's none of your beeswax.
All right, let me get Father McQuarters on the line here.
Who?
Father James McQuarters, if you don't mind.
Oh, not that pain in the...
Yeah, that's right, that pain in the... Father McQuarters is at Belmar Academy. We only got a couple of minutes here. Father McQuarters, how are you doing?
Phil, I'm fine. I want to say to you, William, that you're not doing yourself or anyone any good by speaking the way that you speak. And I heard what you said as I come on the radio here.
I said, you know what I said? I said, let me say something here. And you've been talking all through this show. And you let me talk. I'm going to let you talk, Father. I'm going to let you talk. When Phil Henry said you coming on, and I'm trying to say things for my church, I've listened to you for a whole hour, and I've heard you misrepresent God's word. And I've heard you misrepresent the act of tithing and this thing you call tithing, which is not in the Bible at all. You are the people that taught me. You're the Catholic Church, the one that... God, call me or you people either.
Now, I want to say some things, Phil, if you've got some time for me.
Of course.
I've been sitting here, and I've been listening to this man for an hour, and I know Pastor William Rennick. He's a good man. And he's done a lot of good work. But I know what he's trying to do now. He's trying to line his pockets a little bit, because he's planning a trip to Las Vegas. I heard all about it.
God, that is a lie! That's a filthy lie! You told Father Staley you're going to Las Vegas because of the rodeo. Didn't you say that? I said I was going to go see the rodeo.
Yeah, don't you think I know how to look at a newspaper? Don't you think I know how to look at a newspaper?
Yes.
Well, it happens to be in Las Vegas.
Well, what's wrong with the rodeo?
Oh, come on. He's not going to the rodeo. He's saying, well, I'm going to go to the rodeo because it's going to be in Vegas. You know what you're doing in Vegas, don't you?
I know what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be saving people. Okay? I'm not going to be touching little boys. Thank you and good night.
Why, you... Is he there?
No, he's not there. He hung up.
You know something, Dad? I almost said the N-word.
Oh, God. This is the second week...
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry.
That man, under the guise of trying to help the illegal Mexicans... He's going to line his pocket with money, and he's going to go to Las Vegas during rodeo week and tell everybody that's why he's going, because he wants to see the rodeo. He's not going to see the rodeo. The rodeo he's going to, the bareback riding he's going to be looking at. Let me tell you something. It starts at 11 o'clock at night at the Olympic Gardens. I almost said the N-word. That is how angry he got me. I almost called him a no-count, swamp-running...
Okay, did you dump him?
Yeah, I did.
That doesn't mean you dump him, Don. That means we're fake dumping him. All right. Fake dumping him. Never mind. Pastor William Rennick and Father James McCorders. I don't know. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We have 32 minutes before the midnight hour to get a backstage pass at our $19.99 price. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
How dare you?
Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we have, by my reckoning, very, very roughly 37 minutes before the midnight hour here on the West Coast. That is Pacific Daylight Time, and that is the deadline for you to get your backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show website at our $19.99 price. Now, what we mean by that is we have not had a price increase since 1999. We wouldn't be beating you over the head with this as much as we are, but the fact is, if you're going to listen to a radio show and get your money's worth, get value, our radio show, which features thousands of hours of archive material, that is the first-generation quality. So you're listening to audio that is first-generation quality audio. You're watching a five-day video archive. You're watching the live video cast. You're listening to the live podcast. All of these things, first-generation. And, of course, you are the first to know and the first to hear of any Phil Hendry Show news that is happening. Now, the reason why we tell you that this is a great value is because our radio show and the material that we produce is in such high demand. Believe it or not. You may have just stumbled on our show. If you've just stumbled on our radio show, you have stumbled into a universe, man, you don't even know the half of it.
Stuff we gotta deal with.
I'll talk about it, bud, don't worry. You don't even know the half of what we deal with around here. People want our show. They want the audio to the... Now, I'm not talking about necessarily the radio industry, because the radio industry is in deep, deep trouble. I mean, I love radio, but the radio industry is in deep, serious trouble. But our show is such that, literally, folks, I make a living off of the Internet. I make a better living off the Internet than I do off the radio show, off of the actual broadcast of the radio show. And the reason for that is we have a highly unique product. We got people that are crawling over top of each other, doing twists and all kinds of gymnastic twists and flips to get a hold of the audio of our show. I have hired copyright and trademark attorneys to keep the wolf at bay. So, be a member of our family and join us and become a monthly Backstage Pass subscriber, or if you want 6 months, or if you'd like a year. Now, at the $19.99 price, you have now 25 minutes. After 10 o'clock tonight, yes, the price will go up, but we're also featuring a three-day free fill weekend for people that may want to peruse it. And take a look what we have to offer. Well, you have at it, brother. Have at it. Starting at midnight tonight. I mean, it's just, there's so much stuff going on. You know, Robert?
Yeah, I was saying today, man, I left the house to talk to my aunt, you know. And I said I may not be back for a while, you know, because Phil is rolling out the new. And she's, like, nervous, packing me all kind of food, you know, and everything.
Yeah, I'm sitting there eating it.
Well, what do you expect them to do?
Yeah, what do you expect them to do, not eat it?
Yeah, but you're not supposed to get a pizza juice and everything.
He ain't getting pizza juice over anything. You're the guy that gets the pizza juice.
One time is all I done it.
One time. So anyway, join us at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. By the way, if you're a Twitter freak, I just say just in passing here, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/therealphilhenry, not the. That's twitter.com/realphilhenry. Speaking of you, Robert, we have now... Oh, is this Justin? I want to get this young man on the phone. Could you just go to line three, please? I want to get Justin McElroy on the phone with me right now, who is... You graduated early from high school. Is that right, Justin? Justin McElroy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You graduated early, huh?
No, I haven't, sir. I'm still attending Canyon High School, but I did take a job in Swinton's, which is in Chatsworth. It's a bookstore.
And okay, so you've got is it a full-time job?
It's 6 hours a day, so I'm because of the modular schedule we have at Canyon High School, I'm able to take a lighter load of classes.
So when you say a modular schedule, is this like a high school, but you're using a college type scheduling?
Yes, sir. It's for students who have achieved a certain academic level. We're able to pick our classes and the time that we have our classes, similar to college, not 100%. But because of that, I've been able to take a job and work in retail, which is really what I'm kind of interested in doing, eventually owning my own retail business.
And so tell me about your job. You're working at Swinton's now. Are you still on the school board? Are you still an elected representative of the students in the prefecture?
No, sir. I'm just, right now, I'm just, going to class. I'm working, and I'm waiting to attend UCLA next year.
All right. When you take a job in retail, as you say, and you were talking to Robert DeBud earlier, what are you learning?
Customer relations, I think, is the most important thing, and I think that's one of the things that's missing. And I heard what you were saying about customer relations and everything earlier, Mr. Henry, but I think that customer relations is important. I think a lot of people have a lot of questions. I also think that a lot of people can have their questions answered a lot more easy, I'm a little bit nervous.
You're doing a lot easier.
Yeah, a lot easier than they do.
And give me an example of that.
We have a lot of people who will come into the store and they are asking about a book. Like, I had a lady today who was asking about some of Erica Jong's work.
Who is that?
Erica Jong.
Okay, yeah.
And I said to her that if you go on if you go on your computer and you go to Google, you're going to get all the questions answered, and I tried to say it to her as respectfully as I could, and I think that's what's missing. There's a lot of not respectfulness, and that's what I'm trying to do in my job, and I've told my boss about that.
Well, hold on for a minute. You had someone come in asking you about an author, Erica Jong.
Yes, sir.
And what did you say to her? You said to just go look it up on Google?
Well, I think that a lot of time is wasted when you say to a customer, oh, yeah, Erica Jong, she was born this time.
What did the lady ask you?
Well, it wasn't like she didn't ask me where the books were, okay? If she asked me, for instance, where are your Erica Jong books, I would tell her over on those desks they've got a computer that you can look up the section that it's in, I guess,
And all right, so in other words, what you see your job as is simply directing people to the right resource?
Well, in a lot of ways, yeah, because I think a lot of time had been lost, I'm sorry, when people would say, Erica Jong, do you know the name of this book or when this book come out? And people will go, oh, yeah, here, let me look for it. And it takes a long time. I say to them, if you would go and look up Google, you would not have to ask,
All right, well, okay, so you're saying to them, look up Google, or go to Google and look up these questions.
Yeah, and it has never been done, I guess. I mean, it seems pretty obvious to me.
Well, all right, but I mean, if I go to a bookstore, I see what you're saying, but if I go to a bookstore, and there I am, okay?
Yeah, and you're looking for a book.
Yeah, and I'm looking for a book, and I say, could you tell me where the Shakespeare is?
Yeah, I'd say there's a book. There's a computer terminal right there. You could look it up.
Well, then what are you doing there?
I'm telling you to go look it up.
You're telling me to go look it up. So, in other words, there is no reason to have you there.
Well, yes, there is, because here's the thing that's happening. It seems pretty obvious to me and to other members of my generation, and it really is a generational problem, that if you want to know about a book or you want to know where a book is, you go to the computer and go to Google, and there it is. If you go to the bookstore and you want to know what section the book is in, you go to the computer and you go, yeah, Shakespeare. Oh, okay, it's in section so-and-so. That's pretty obvious to the people that I know and my people, and, you know, the people that I came up with and that are part of my, you know, clan or family, if you will. And
well, what do you mean? You're talking about your family.
Well, no, but I mean my generation. But I call them my clan or, you know, my people.
Okay, so you're talking about people your own age.
Yes, sir. But that's what's obvious to us is you go to Google and look it up, and there's the answer, you know. But to your generation and to your people and even to the younger ones, they don't get it. And that's why we're here, so that we can, I think, try to move people into the modern times as easily as possible and with as little disrespect, because I don't want to disrespect nobody. You know,
what makes you think, by the way, it's anybody, not nobody, excuse me.
Well, thank you, sir. I mean, I know that, Mr. Henry. I just said it because I felt like saying it, but I do have a GPA, and, you know, that's up around 4.0, so I know.
All right. Okay. I apologize, but
I know what the good grammar is and everything.
Okay, that's fine. But I want to ask you this. You don't want to be disrespectful. What makes you think you'd be disrespectful?
Well, it is very. I guess it's sort of irritating when I'm here in the store and a lady will come up and say, "Do you know what year this book came out?" And I'll say to her, I'll want to say to her, "Do you not have a computer where you can go to Google and everything?"
No, but see, here's the problem I'm having with that. If she
comes out to me and says, "Do you know what book this comes out?" I'll say, or I mean, "What year this book came out?" I'll say, "Yeah, you can look inside and look at the copyright." I mean, that is asking me to be rude. You know?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Well, I mean,
no, it's not. Let me tell you why. If there's people that don't really are not as hip as you, Justin,
it doesn't mean I'm hip. You know, I'm not a hipster because I know how to look up the copyright.
No, I know, but if there are people that don't know, are not as smart, are not as clued in, call it what you will, say of it what you wish, isn't it still your job to very patiently say, "Hey, you know what, that book came here, let's look together, I'll look at the copyright."
No, I don't mean to interrupt you, Mr. Henry, but that's the whole thing. I don't think time's wasting, and we've got too much wrong with this society right now, and there's just too much that's going on for people to not take responsibility for, go to a computer and look it up. Yeah, I mean,
but if you're standing in the store and a lady comes in, and if she has a question other than "Where is this Erica Jong book?" which I assume you're going to say, "There's a computer terminal. Look it up."
No, I don't say it that way, sir. I'm very respectful. You know.
All right, even though you're tempted not to be, huh?
Well, yes, sir. It is. It is sort of asking me to be rude when you say, "Oh, where's the Erica Jong?"
And if you answer that the way you wanted to, what would you say?
Well, no, I would be polite. You know,
well, when you say you're tempted to be rude, how would you answer that if you were rude?
You see that a computer terminal? Hello? I mean, you know what those are for, right? Go look it up. God. I mean, that's what I would say. But
you've never said that.
No.
All right, so someone comes in and they have a question other than "Where is the Erica Jong?" They may ask what year. They may ask, "Where was she born?" Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they want to know more about the author. They want to know more about where the book was published, or more about the publisher. And I'll say to them, "Yes, that's really a great question, and there are many questions like that that I have a lot of people ask me about. If you go to your home computer and you use a search, what search engine do you use?" I'll usually ask them that, and they'll say, most people say Google, and some people say Yahoo or whatever. And or some other people may say something really weird, you know, like LexisNexis, and I'll say, like, "You know what, I can't even deal with you." You know?
Why? Why do you say that?
It just bothers me that people use search engines that are inferior. Nobody uses them. They do it because they think they're special. And I'll just say to them, you know, get real and go use Google. But, I mean, to an old lady, not old, but she was like in her 50s, I said to her.
She's a middle-aged lady.
Yeah, a middle-aged lady. I'll say, "Yeah, if you go to your computer at home, there's Google, there's Yahoo, and you can find out about it there."
And what does she say?
Well, I mean, people generally know when you've told them, "Well, you know, you really got to get, you know, more intelligent about it." And they'll say okay, and they'll back off.
All right, we're talking with Justin McElroy here about working in retail. He is a 17-year-old young man, and he says there's a very big generation divide when it comes to working in retail and when it comes to giving people information. There's very little patience that younger people have with us older people. They know to look at Google or Yahoo if they have a question. They know to look at the computer terminal in the bookstore or wherever, and we don't. And they're trying to hurry us along and get us up to speed on how the world works. I wonder if we're really losing our feel for just being polite. Or maybe this is the new polite. 877-876-PHIL. We've got 13 minutes to go before the top of the hour, Pacific Daylight Time, to get a backstage pass at those $19.99 prices. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
9 minutes left in this hour to the midnight hour, Pacific Daylight Time, for a backstage pass at our $19.99 price. 9 minutes left, and then we go to a new price structure, which is not going to be horribly inflated, folks. It's just we're bringing it up to contemporary standards. And that's kind of a weird way of saying we're bringing it up to the modern sort of times here a little bit, although we still think it's a deal for the thousands and thousands and thousands of hours that you get of archived radio, as well as the daily video cast, as well as our podcast, as well as so many other things, our news feed, our blogs, our comment sections, which can get pretty rowdy. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. Justin McElroy joining us here from Chatsworth, California. As we talk about this notion that we need to bring the older generation up to speed, you're talking, Justin, about working in a bookstore. And if somebody says, can you tell me about this book, and you say, haven't you got Google?
I mean, yeah, you know, they're going to ask it. These are questions, Mr. Hendry, that I think are pretty antiquated questions. You know, I'm trying to do is I'm trying to say to the people that, like, your age or whatever, or, like, even, you know, in their 30s even, or 40s, I mean, people are really losing track of how to do things, and it's really putting a lot of pressure on my generation. I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be mean, but it puts a lot of pressure if a lady comes in and says, yeah, can you tell me, you know, like they do, where can I? And you just want to say, you know what? It's called a computer. It's called Google. Oh, my God, you know.
Well, then why would you work in retail, man, if you're...
Because I want to try to help people and not give vent to what I really want to do, which is to say, hey, Google the information? God!
All right, let me go to a phone call here from Glendale, California. We've got Vernon on the line. Mr. Dozier is actually a high school teacher.
Oh, that's great.
Well, hold on for a minute. Vernon, how are you?
You know, something, I'm doing fine, Phil. Young man, I heard that. That's great. I just heard that. And,
well, I mean,
just hold on for a minute, please, if you wouldn't mind. I'm a teacher. I think I know a little bit of how you're feeling. I'm a football coach, though, so really where my life begins and ends is on a football field.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to ask, could you help me, Phil, ask the young man to please... I'm a teacher. I understand you, but would you please shut your mouth...
Yeah, I'll shut my mouth, but I know what you're going to say.
Oh, well, this ought to be good. What am I going to say?
You're going to tell me that I ought to be, you know, don't be rude, blah, 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 blah.
What is that supposed to mean, blah, blah, blah? That doesn't say anything.
That's not very descriptive.
Yeah, that's not descriptive.
Well, it means that he's going to start off saying, hi, I'm a high school teacher, and the rest of it's just going to say, blah, blah, blah. I mean, do you know... Do you have a dog, sir?
Hold on. Forget about whether I got a dog or not, okay?
Do you have a dog?
Forget about whether I've got a dog or not. All right? Now, I walk into a bookstore. Let me just tell you something, okay?
Yeah, I know. You're going to give me a big speech like my dad does.
Boy, I sure don't like it when people tell me what it is I'm about to do.
Really? What, are you going to have, like, a stroke or something?
All right, what, just be quiet. What do you want to say, Vernon?
If I walk into a bookstore, and I say to somebody, I don't care who it is, I'd like to find a book.
Yeah, what kind of book?
I don't think I'm... All right, let's say you're... Let's say you're the guy in the store.
Okay.
I'm walking in, and I want to buy a book.
Yeah.
And I walk up to you. Is that, you're the guy I walk up to?
I guess so. I mean, I'm the guy standing there.
All right, I'm asking you a polite question, okay? Are you the guy I walk up to or not?
Yeah.
Okay. And I go up to you, and I say, I'm looking for a book. And the book's name is a John F. Kennedy biography, okay?
What?
Are you hard of hearing, kid?
Well, I mean, you said you're looking for a book, and its name is a John F. Kennedy autobiography, okay. What does that mean?
Are you an idiot?
We have to break. I'm sorry we don't have more time.
Well, that is not fair, Mr. Henry. This punk!
Yeah, see, I knew you'd talk like that. Well... Did you expect me to talk any different when you come on like a punk?
Phil Henry.
You're just an idiot. You're just crazy.